This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Britain's King Charles was crowned at Westminster Abbey Saturday as tens of thousands of well-wishers poured into London to watch this important new chapter of British history. AP correspondent Karen Chamas had more.
Spectators came from far and wide to witness the ceremony steeped in ancient ritual. Lisa Yagi flew in from Buffalo, New York, especially for the coronation.
We leave tomorrow. We're here just for the weekend, just for the coronation and all the excitement and the energy.
As the crowds donning plastic crowns and Union Jack flags gathered by Buckingham Palace under rainy skies for over 8 hours. Many, such as Nina Hosking, were happy they did.
I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Her favourite part?
The gold coach going past. I thought that was just amazing.
A flypast above Buckingham Palace sealed the day, leaving many happy they braved the very British weather. Karen Chamas, London.
Ukrainian soldiers fired a Soviet-made D-30 howitzer at Russian units attempting advances north of Bakhmut on Saturday. Up to two Russian squads charged in the direction of a village just 40 kilometers north of Bakhmut. This according to the artillery battery commander. Here's soldier Ihor Savyuk after his unit fired the howitzer and hastily masked it with a net. He says, with our fire, we destroyed a machine gun that supported their little charge. Russia's main mercenary group announced plans on Friday to withdraw from the eastern Ukrainian city, but Kyiv said the fighters were reinforcing positions to try to seize it before Russia marks World War II Victory Day next week. This is VOA News. Envoys for the two warring factions in the Sudan conflict are beginning talks to negotiate a firm ceasefire agreement. This, according to officials, U.S. and Saudi sources confirmed the arrival of the envoys in the Saudi Arabian city of Jeddah on Saturday. It's the first time representatives from Sudan's military and the rival paramilitary forces have met for talks since fighting erupted April 15th. New York City's mayor has sparked outrage with his plan to send migrants upstate to help deal with the influx. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
The mayor's office says about 60,000 asylum seekers have come to the city since last spring. And this latest plan calls for up to 300 single men to be bused on a volunteer basis to hotels in Rockland and Orange counties. The city will pay to feed them and for other necessities while they're there. Mayor Eric Adams has denounced Texas Governor Greg Abbott for sending asylum seekers to New York City without prior coordination. Rockland County Executive Ed Day calls the mayor's plan reckless and says they're looking at getting a restraining order. Julie Walker, New York.
A Kentucky man convicted of throwing chairs and overwhelming police during the U.S. Capitol insurrection of January 6, 2021, has received a 14-year prison sentence. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The 14-year sentence for Peter Schwartz is the longest yet for any of the Capitol rioters. A federal judge criticized Schwartz, calling him a soldier against democracy. The welder, who has 38 prior convictions, came to the Capitol armed with a wooden tire knocker and a giant can of pepper spray, which he sprayed at officers. Prosecutors say Schwartz was among those throwing objects and pushing police officers, contributing to the fall of the police line. Schwartz had gone to the Capitol with his then wife, who also received jail time. He posted on social media the insurrection was the opening of a war. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A week of record hot weather in western Canada has forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes as wildfires rage in parts of Alberta, and rapid snowmelt triggers flooding across interior British Columbia. Some 25,000 Canadians have been forced to flee their homes as 103 wildfires flared across Alberta province, burning in what Alberta Premier Danielle Smith on Saturday said was an unprecedented situation. Thousands more people have been told to be ready to leave on a moment's notice. More on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.